You are listening to Schmimcast, a behind-the-scenes look at Improv Schmimprov, Orange County's most popular late-night improv comedy show. For the latest episodes, please visit Schmimcast.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at the call sign Schmimcast. That's twitter.com/Schmimcast. And of course, you can always come and see Improv Schmimprov every Friday and Saturday night at 11 p.m. at the Maverick Theater in Fullerton, California. For information on upcoming shows, please visit improvschmimprov.com.
And now...
the show must go, so on with the show.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Schmimcast Podcast. I am your host, Nicholas McShrek McGee. Thank you for listening, folks. We have a fantastic show in store for you. I have my lovely co-host, Rochelle Pospisil. Still, did I say it right, Pospisil?
Pospisil.
Pospisil. Jeez. I still don't know how to say your last
That's
name right.
Okay.
Good for me. Congratulations, McGee. The lovely Rochelle Pospisil.
Nope.
Wait, what is... Who are you again?
Pospatial.
Pospatial.
Potfacial.
No, not
Potfacial.
Potfacial.
My name in your phone, Rochelle, pops a pill.
Pop some pills.
Rochelle pops a pill.
Pop some pills.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're
you
off
know
to
what's
a
funny is, this started. Is actually the first time I've heard your name said out loud.
Oh. Yeah.
And I actually just finally learned that your last name is McGee.
See? How did you know? So, that's why I just usually say Pospisil. It's just easier to say.
It's better.
Wow, you're gonna...
And who else do we have here
We're gonna
tonight?
Spend here... Hold the phone here.
We'll never know.
No one will ever know.
We don't know how to say my first, middle, or last name.
Could it be Miles Tabor?
Boo.
No. Could it be Jason Booth? No.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, I had to check my ID.
Could it be Curtis Anderson from television? No, ladies and gentlemen, it is the man of mystery and newly bearded sergeant at arms, Ryan Clark, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
Returning to Schmimcast Podcast.
Hey, can we take a break? I need to use the bathroom.
Do you really have to pee right now?
I'll
you can totally
it.
Pee if you need to.
I'll hold it.
Are you sure?
I'll hold it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming back to Schmimcast, Ryan. It's always a pleasure to have you.
I know, right?
Yes, like it's like the only time we get to hang out ever.
It's the only thing I come outside for.
And Mr. Ryan Clark is doing some fantastic stand-up comedy around Southern California. So we have him here to help promote his shows coming up, as well as we're going to go over the Schmocktoberfest schedule for Improv Schmimprov and promote some other shows, and we're going to have lively banter about black holes
and suns
and
not wanting to come. No, that was Soundgarden, you child.
I know what that song is. I just don't know why it was happening. I thought maybe it had something to do with that.
No, that has something to do with something else. Are we gonna talk about that later?
Oh boy. Alright, we can talk about whatever we want to at any point in time because this is a freeform podcast. I'll talk about my week. Today is Monday.
Mm-hmm. It's October 1st.
It's October 1st, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm drinking a beer with Ryan Clark in my Schmimcast studios.
Yeah.
Which, as we learned during the last episode, is a very, very awesome place. Like, did you meet the security guard in front?
Yeah, did you mean water fountain?
Yes.
I met that.
Yes.
There
okay.
was water in it this time,
was
so
it,
it's like...
Was it running?
Yeah.
That's so it awesome, was, the water fountain's
it was,
running.
It was half empty, but I like to see it as half full.
Very nice.
But, yeah, no, it's. I figured, land value must be going up around here. It's like, we can afford running water!
I hope that the...
Let's waste it! Out front!
There's literally, like... There's fountains running all the time outside of the studio.
No,
like,
more showering in the swimming pool.
Yeah, well, it's our form of security. It makes it look like it's kind of a ritzy, expensive place, even though it is not.
Like thieves will just be like, this is too good for us.
It's like, we better not. I bet they all have alarms on their apartments and stuff.
Let's go to Anaheim and steal from there. I bet we could get a Camry.
A Camry.
Or a Crown Royale?
Yeah.
Or a Crown what?
Crown Victoria.
Is that what she said? What'd you say, Ro?
I just said Camry.
Oh, you just said Camry.
Yeah, she was just repeating me.
Thank you, Ro.
The sincerest form of flattery.
Repeating is the sincerest form of flattery.
Repeating is the sincerest form of flattery.
All right, everyone.
Okay, this is lovely. Man. Tonight, Ro came in and she's like, I'm tired. I'm so haggard and tired. Like, I have no energy whatsoever. And she's just giving it 120% tonight. Like, you don't even know.
Which is, like, the equivalent of regular shells 30%.
Right, right.
Regular shells?
Yeah. Regular shells.
Regular shells.
Pasta shells.
Not row shells.
No.
No, I said regular shells. There was a lot of R's and E's.
Are you regular? Are you regular?
Regular shell.
Let's talk about regular Ryan. How about
Ryan Clark, how are you? How's your life? What's going on with you, man?
What is going on?
Could I be any louder?
Can you? Or may you?
I could be. Okay. But let me not be. Let's talk about Ryan Clark. What's up with your life?
Let's see. Lots of stuff going on. I just saw the latest episode of Hell on Wheels.
Nice.
I'm still waiting to like that show.
What is Hell on Wheels, exactly?
It's a show about cowboys.
Cowboys. Okay.
And that's it. And it's like...
It's called Hell on Wheels?
Cowboys with wheels? Don't they usually have horses?
Yeah, those are called bikers.
So it's about bikers, then.
No, you're thinking of Sons of Anarchy. Hell on Wheels is about a former Southern Confederate soldier.
Ooh.
Who, after the war, is now working on the railroads to avenge his family's death.
Whoa.
He's avenging his family by building railroads?
Building the railroad of America.
He's actually... It turns out all the people who killed his family are on the East Coast, and their graves are on the West Coast, so he needs to build a railroad to put them in their graves.
What a... Nice guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of. He's
that's Southern hospitality.
Right
there. Horsepitality.
Yeah. Good.
Let's see, what else is going on in
that's
my life?
That's awesome.
I got to sleep in an hour today.
High five to that.
By accident?
Amen.
By the fact I got scheduled to come into work an hour later.
Whoa.
By accident.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. Yeah. I enjoy that sleeping in.
Yeah, no, it was great. I went to bed an hour later to celebrate.
Nice.
That's pretty much it. Just Hell on Wheels and naps.
How's Long Beach?
How's Long Beach? I'm living in Long Beach now. That's pretty dope.
Nice.
I am right in like a cool area of
a
Long
cool
Beach.
Area? Yeah.
So it's like I feel like cool by proxy. but yeah, no, it's a cool place. You've been there.
Yeah, me and Jamie helped you move. Yeah. By me and Jamie, I mean Jamie. Yeah. And me and Sarah entertained each other.
You brought in a power strip.
Oh, I remember that.
You're like,
I was so sore the next day.
Now you could plug five
you
more things.
You brought in a power strip.
Shut up.
You like Joan Arc. What a hero.
I want
you're my
to know
hero.
That I moved miles last weekend and I did a lot.
You moved miles?
Oh, good. That helps me. no, let's
wow.
see. But in...
like you picked Miles up and moved
yeah.
him. Into
that way, yes.
a better place.
No, she moved miles.
Or did she move, like...
I moved
did you
him
pick,
emotionally.
Did you pick his hat up, push him over, and then move the hat, and then put it back
Remember?
On his head?
I bet that's exactly what she did.
So, do you eat food?
Here and there.
I eat food!
I was imagining fish sticks and tartar sauce, and I didn't want to ask you that specific.
Do you even know me, Rochelle? Do you even know
I've
me,
never
Rochelle?
Asked
Prosper?
You.
What
do you
is
like
a,
to eat?
What do I like to eat?
Hold on 1 second, I'll be right back.
I like to eat music.
Dude, that was a great song.
Yeah, it
I don't
was.
Like it. Sorry.
I like the part where it turned off.
God
so,
damn it.
So how's your comedy going?
Okay,
are you
let's you're pulling my cord right now, Nick.
Oh, okay.
Did you call him Nate?
I said Nick.
Oh.
I should learn people's names.
Yeah,
all
you should.
But the reason I'm really here is to talk about the fact that, I've been doing stand-up comedy. I've been doing it for a little over a year now. And in that year, I've come to learn that I know nothing about it.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah,
I've heard. It's like, it's one of those things that just, you know, you have to do it for a year or two, and like then you like get your foot in the door, and like, I can't even imagine how hard it must be. Like, seriously.
In some ways, it's really easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I don't know, from doing improv forever, you do an improv show, you make everything up that night.
Right, right, right.
And then you never do that again.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, oh, I just need to memorize 7 minutes worth of stuff.
Right, right.
And then say it over and over again. And, you know, I mean, and just figure out how to, like, perfect that same stuff. Like, so I get really bored because it's like, I'll do the same set, like, 3 times in a row. And then I'll just be like, oh, what the fuck? Why do people watch this? I've told this joke 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll just try to do new stuff, which won't be good all the time.
so there's a lot of, like, that testing out material and whatnot, I understand. Like, I've heard tons of comedians talk about it and whatnot, but, like, I can just imagine the process of writing and rewriting and then just going out and trying stuff, you know, like, over and over again.
It's weird.
And, like,
remember, I preface this with saying I know next to nothing. but, like, I've never really written anything down. Like, even roasts or anything I've done, I've never written anything down.
Well, you just memorized everything.
I just, like, my writing process literally just looks like me, this, like, I'll just be doing this on a couch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe which is
probably, yeah, maybe, yeah, we should get a, this is probably very boring to, like,
we're gonna get a video
to.
Of this, trust me.
But, like, just imagine, like, your grandfather had a stroke, but, like, 3 months ago. And that's what I look like when I'm sitting on a couch. Or, like, at the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, where after he got his lobotomy and he's just laying
just sitting
bed,
back in the chair.
Like, I'll just sit in a couch and just, like, be like that. Like, my bottom lip will move. Every now and then, Sarah's noticed, like, when I... Because I'll, like, run stuff over in my head a lot, but I'll never really say it out loud until I'm, like, on stage doing it. But I'll just be walking around the house and I won't be talking, but I'll just do little hand gestures like this, like, just like while I'm walking myself. I'll just be staying by myself and I'll just be like, oh my god, this part must be so boring to listen to because everything involves me, like, sitting here doing nothing. Which is much more entertaining to watch, if by not much.
Good.
Well, dude, I remember a group of us from down here went up to see you at the Comedy Store. It was several months ago, but it was thoroughly enjoyable and hilarious. So I highly encourage anybody to come out if you're a Ryan Clark fan. Come out and support. Even if you're not, you just want to get a little taste of it.
Or a
you know
Ryan
what I
Clark
mean?
Family member.
Or a family member.
Because this is the only way they hear about me.
Exactly.
I don't come out unless I'm doing podcasts with you, Nicholas. McGicklis.
Whoa!
I forgot his name again.
Nicholas McGicklis, right?
No.
Nicholas McGigglis.
McGigglis.
McGiggles. Nicholas McGiggles. Hold on. We're going to pause for a quick second. And we'll be right back. This is Schmimcast Podcast.
Schmimprov. We're back.
Alright, we're back at Schmimcast Podcast. We got Ryan Clark here in the house.
What's up, dog? It's me in the house.
Meow.
Giraffe.
Mongoose.
Rhinoceros. Wow.
And an eagly wiggly piggly piggly piggly.
Kiwi. Kiwi bird.
And we've got Roshrek. Roshrek Pospishrek. Rochelle Pospishrek in the house. You know what Rochelle is doing right now? She is looking for clothes online while we're trying to do a podcast. That's why I was like, you know what? Hang on, let's pause the podcast for a second because I know Ro is doing something completely otherworldly. Like, she's not even in the same room with us. Yeah. She's looking for clothes. But you know what I was saying is that my, as a man, looking for clothing, right, I can never find pants that are my length.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Like, they're always way too long.
I feel like pants are made for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you really? Because like, you're tall. I mean, you're tall and you have long, skinny legs. Like, I've lived a life of short and fat.
Like,
and now that my waist is getting skinnier, though, but my legs are not any longer than they were before, they don't have pants. I mean, they never had pants that fit me. I mean, let me just be honest about it. They never fit me.
They're
always too lang.
Would you like a pair of my shorts? To wear his pants?
That might work, actually.
Yes.
That totally would work.
Because I feel like every clothing designer will actually take a body cast of me
mm-hmm.
and then base their entire wardrobe around it.
Right, right, right.
Which is why...
Because you are tall and thin.
And he's Ryan Clark.
And I'm Ryan Clark.
The mold was cut from Ryan Clark.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to say.
He's the Adam of the clothing.
I am the Adam of pants. That's how I got the nickname Pants Adams.
Pants Adams.
So, Ryan...
What were you looking at, though, Ro? What? No, don't change the subject. What were you looking at online?
She told us not to tell.
You said it was clothes.
But I will give a hint.
Pants Adams.
At it Pants Adams?
It rhymes with Cross.
Cross?
Yes. That's what she was looking for.
Oh, okay. All right. So, like, the dagger of Amun-Ra?
Yeah.
You were, like, looking
that
for...
That was what it was.
That old video game?
So,
Ryan!
Do you have any upcoming shows?
I do have an upcoming show.
Yes!
It is at the Brea Improv.
Oh. Excellent, excellent.
On October 11th.
Hey.
October the 11th.
It's 18 and up, which
18
means
and up.
You can go to this one.
I just might.
They won't let me in.
They won't let
Not
you
me.
In. Because you
I'm only
look
10.
Like, yeah, you're a 10-year-old boy
oh,
with his own apartment.
I'm just a little boy in an apartment
yeah.
with equipment and such.
Yeah, and a social security
number.
A social security number, and I got a cute little red ring on my left finger.
And a little baby police record.
So October 11th at the Brea Improv.
Yes, October 11th
Ryan
with
Clark.
The Brea Improv. I am going to be opening for Eliza Schlesinger.
Hey,
ooh,
hey.
Whoa.
She was a winner one season of Last Comic Standing.
That's a big deal. That's a totally big
yeah.
deal.
And is now the host of the TV show Excused.
Ooh.
Which means, if you have not seen it, it means you go to bed before 2 in the morning.
Ah,
but,
okay. Interesting.
But yeah, no, it's I've done a couple shows with her before, and she's really funny.
Awesome.
And even if you don't think I'll be that good, you should just go... to see her.
It's going to be a good show.
It's
going to be a damn
but
good
Ryan
show.
Ryan is funny, and
yeah.
so you should go to see Ryan
yeah.
because it's fun.
Of course.
Shut the fuck up, Rochelle. Do not tell them that.
I'm sorry.
This is what you get for flattering me.
Thank you kindly. Sorry, I have to berate you a little before accepting any compliment. But if you're interested in going... let me know, and I could get anyone into the show for free.
Hey.
Yeah, you have a Facebook page, too, right?
I have
so
a Facebook page.
Would that be a way for them to find out?
It would be a great way for them to find out.
Excellent.
Thank you for reminding me. I go on Facebook. Yeah, just find and like me, facebook.com/RyanMatthewClark. And just be like, hey, what's up? You don't know me, but I want to go to your show for free. And and that should work.
Grant that
yeah,
for you.
I'll
He's
be
like the genie of the brain.
You totally.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you totally are.
Genie
you.
For a day,
but instead
for
of
very
coming,
specific wishes.
Instead of coming out of a lamp, you're on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm coming
it's
out of
easy
Facebook.
Easy access.
Yeah. And you don't have to rub it to get on.
No, but you only have one wish, and it's only to go to
yeah.
the brain.
If you
see Ryan Clark.
If you make that wish on that day, I might. Be able to do something about it. Sorry, I was trying to say something, but I had to like burp and hiccup a lot in that sentence. I wonder if anybody noticed.
I no. I doubt it.
Are there any other shows that you're gonna be in? Or?
Yeah, no, I have one in Burbank at Flappers on the 18th. Flappers?
October 18th?
Do they sell pancakes?
No, wait. Quick question.
I've never been there.
The 11th is what day of the week?
It's a Thursday.
A Thursday? Okay.
And so is, both shows are Thursdays.
Are Thursdays. Okay, cool.
And that's it for right now.
That's awesome. I know of. So, wait, tell us more about Flapjacks.
Flapjacks?
Flappers.
Are you listening to your podcast name?
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm Spencer!
Oh my god, Spencer, I've been wanting to have you on for so long.
I'm just kidding, I'm Rochelle Perpy.
Oh, you're Shrek! It's good to see you again.
I am here, that's true.
I think I said Perpy Perp.
Yeah,
like,
I accepted that. Like Rochelle
the Perp.
Like an adorable Perpy who is wanted for a crime.
That sounds wrong. That sounds totally wrong.
The same time. So, we all need to remember to add Ryan Matthew Clark on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah. And then see updates on his shows. Even though he only has two that he knows of right now, there are more to come.
More to come.
That's the last one. And then I retire.
Oh,
That's a career.
It's the end.
And then after that last show, I'm going to pursue my real dream of joining the UFC.
Oh
my god, that's badass, dude.
Yeah. You're
gonna
join. That's what I want to do too. I'm just gonna join. Oh,
I'm not gonna train.
Is your special skill gonna be taking paintballs to your naked body? Naked. There'll be pants on.
Oh no, I'll be naked for this.
No,
this will be.
I will not be watching to support you.
Aw, Rochelle.
Sorry, that's gross.
Not even if I'm good.
Yeah, what if he's good?
Yeah, what if I'm good? What if you found out...
What if the whole package is good?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Let's go on to...
I don't talk about sexual things of sexual nature.
So
You made it sexual. I just said UFC, and then you said you're gonna put paint on your naked body?
Okay, listen.
And balls?
Just go back to your Dagger of Amun-Ra's.
Yeah.
Listen.
I just wanted to talk about legitimate UFC fighting.
I want to ask you some questions from our...
Oh,
listeners.
Shrek. Yeah, we got some Facebook questions. You want to...
Okay, so the first question is from Mr. Miles Tabor.
Miles Tabor!
And he asks...
Phyllis
Schmimprover. Mm-hmm. Ryan, if I asked you to punch Nick McGee in the nuts right now, would you do it?
Gladly!
I'm not...
God damn it!
Wait, he said...
Son of a...
He said, I'm not asking you to, I'm just wondering.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, I feel so much better now.
Oh, now he just...
Yeah, I just took the bald head.
God damn
away.
It.
Well, now you know the answer, Miles.
I should have worn a cup today.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Young, another Ryan.
Okay.
But this one's Young.
Okay.
Oh, Ryan the Young.
I like that you're telling me, I don't know who all these people are.
Yeah, another fan of Shrimcast Podcast.
Ryan Young says...
You're not doing it right, Rochelle.
I'm sorry.
You're supposed to say another fan of Shrimcast Podcast.
Another fan of Shrimcast
Whose name is Miles.
Podcast. Whose name is Ryan the Young, asks, why do you feel the need to use the name Ryan as your alias? There are many talented Ryans who are suffering under the shadow you cast. Why not try something in a Rich or a Brent? Well, that's a compliment to you, because he's saying you cast a large shadow.
Yeah, no,
or
I get...
calling you fat.
I get this question a lot, which is, why do you always go by the name of Ryan whenever you go about doing things? And everybody's like, why would you do that? And it's like... it's not really my fault. Believe me, I wanted, when I was in first grade, I went around for a while and I wanted everybody to call me Pethead, which is a true story. I just wanted everybody to call me that. That was just
That's
my
a
name
pretty
for a
cool
while.
Name.
Yeah. And, but ultimately I think the reason why I go with Ryan Clark, it's I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, but it's what my parents named me.
Aww.
And I think that's why I tend to go by the name Ryan. And I know
you're a fellow artist and all, but that's whack.
Yeah, no, it's totally it's whack. Fucked and it's
I think it's nice.
Yeah, well.
And respectful to the elders.
You've
what are
never
you talking about?
Been Jeez. Named Ryan. Everybody going around going, oh look, it's Crying Ryan. Oh. Or if I'm tired, I'd be like, it's Sighing Ryan. Or if I'm choking, I'd be like, it's Dying Ryan. Or if I'm at a cash register, they'll be like, it's Buying Ryan. Or if I'm not telling the truth, it's Lion Ryan. Or if I'm like, if my shoes are undone and I'm trying to fix that, they'll be like, it's Ty and Ryan. or if I'm like, if I'm beast? If I've got a stutter, they'll be like, it's Ryan Ryan. Or if I'm scared to talk to a girl, they'll be like, it's Cheyenne Ryan. Or if I'm asking a question, they'll be like, it's Wyan Ryan. Or if I've reached Zayn, they'll be like, it's Zion Ryan.
I got one. Can I do one?
Yeah.
Or if you lived in a with pigs, you'd be Stein Ryan.
Yeah, Stein Ryan. Or if I'm eating at a dessert, I'd be, it's Pie and Ryan. Or if I'm in an airplane, it's Flying Ryan. Or if I'm doing drugs, it's Frying Ryan. Or if I'm introducing myself to someone, they'd be like, it's High and Ryan.
All right, so okay. Fellow Schmimcast listener Scotty Keister.
Oh, Scotty!
Asks
three I know questions. All these people.
Yeah. He asks three questions. Question number one. Do you think you've suffered permanent brain damage from so many pratfalls? One word.
Pratfalls.
Okay.
Pratfalls.
The should second I answer? One. Pratfalls. No, I said answer in one word.
One word.
Pratfalls.
What was the question? Do I think... I can't answer
my I feel like the answer to that is yes, based on how this is going.
No, I had a whole... I had a whole bit for this, Rochelle, and then you ruined it with the one-word response.
I Jesus. Wanted to...
One word! Okay.
Do I think I... What?
Do I need to fire to her right now?
Why? I'm Why doing you stand-up it to right now.
One-word... That's not right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fire you right now.
Okay, because I saw this question earlier.
You were so fired after this episode.
And... I was not confused by it, but I was like, let's just say I took this question seriously, which I won't, but let's just say I did. Let's just say, oh, do I think I lost brain cells from doing pratfalls? And then I started thinking, like, let's just say I did lose brain cells. Like, how would you measure that? If I were to just give out a number right now, if I were to just say, like,
you're like, oh, how many?
I've lost approximately 800 brain cells due to pratfalls. I was like, would you even know what that meant? Or like, what? Okay.
Ask how many you lost.
Do you think you've suffered? But yeah, but... Okay, fine. You're right. It was a yes or no question, so I'll go with no.
We're gonna have to.
I will say I lost the 90% of the brain cells the human brain doesn't use.
Yeah, everybody loses.
What? You just lost all yours right there.
All right. Well, next question.
Rose. But seriously,
Scotty Keister number two.
Scotty Keister poop.
Number two. Who is your most feared enemy?
Who's my most feared enemy?
Count Chocula.
I would say...
Count Chocula.
My most feared enemy, or like my deepest fear. Like, do I have enemies?
It says your most feared enemy.
Oh man, you're taking this shit serious. It's not open to interpretation at all. My most feared enemy. Does that mean someone who's most scared of me, or who I'm most scared of?
Enemy. Who is your most feared
Did
enemy?
Did you hear what I said? Are we having a battle of wits
now,
Rochelle?
I think you're gonna win.
Okay, then let's stop.
So the next question is...
Okay, my most feared enemy...
Amber Robbins?
Yeah. We'll just go with Amber. No, I was about to delve into my childhood. Right there.
Deep question.
No, we'll go with Amber.
Let's not get deep.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go with Amber.
Yeah, we'll go with Amber. We'll go with deep Amber.
Oh, whoa.
Schmimcast! Okay. So, third question.
Okay.
Is that the...
I think Scotty's trying to, kill you. What are your weaknesses, and how are they best exploited?
What are my... weaknesses?
He's gonna get Amber to exploit your weaknesses.
I should, like, answer this one, like, you know how people do job interviews, they'll be like, my biggest weakness is I care too much.
I try too hard.
I try too hard. I come into work too early and stay too late.
I give too much
of a percent. I give 110% when I'm only capable of 100% if you really think about it. And
I give all my recyclables away to the homeless.
And I eat when I feel ugly.
All right. Now, fellow listener Evan Green asks, explain... It's not a question, it's a demand.
Evan Green! So,
like, every question is by this somebody who has my phone
definitely
number.
Definitely a demand. He said, explain to me the art of comedy.
Okay, this is a good one. Okay. The art of comedy is the ability to do something that will make someone laugh.
Ah.
Is that deep?
That's deep.
We don't want to get deep. This is a good question, and it is something I could probably spend a lot of time on, like, trying to decipher. But, like, I did preface this by saying I have no idea what I'm doing. I guess comedy is any kind of art form where the intended purpose is to induce laughter, which is a weird response if you think about it, because it's like, it's involuntary. I don't know why the human body, when confronted with something that will make them laugh, like, why they're just compelled to, like, laugh. It's not like you choose to, or you even want to. I guess you can want to, but it's not like you make it happen. But I'm totally, like, rambling off.
Sometimes you want to, though, like, you know what I mean? Like, it feels to me like a cheerful thing, like, to go and do, like, you know, just to go out and experience laughter in abundance, you know? Like, almost like an medieval antidepressant type deal.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
No, I guess, yeah. And then it's also, I think, like, comedy is also when it comes to people and why they want to laugh, it ultimately comes down to people wanting to, conquer, their own tragedies.
Yeah, that can be too,
It is a way to just, make things that used to scare you not scare you anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you hear people say, like, comedy and tragedy, they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take any joke or anything that has made you laugh and you just dissect it, you can actually find tragedy in there. Like, even the simplest joke is, like, why the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. That implies you're too stupid to know why a chicken would cross a road.
Right, right.
Any joke, like, I mean... You know, I mean, if it's something as extreme as, like, you know, I guess, like, 9/11 jokes or, like, rape jokes or something like that, or if it's something just a play on words, they're ultimately just kind of a way to make light of you know. But when you get into topics like rape and stuff, you just better be really good at it.
Because
it's like, I mean, when people are like...
Or you'll end up on TMZ.
Yeah. But it's like if you know, I mean, when somebody falls down, they'll be like, I fell down as a kid, I didn't know how to walk. You know, and so it's like, that's like a tragedy that people are just generally over. But, like, I don't know, stuff like that, it's like, I'm not saying don't do it, it's just know what you're doing.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
Unless
true.
You get really lucky.
Yeah. Who knows? You might just stroll across the right rape victim.
Well, good.
Oh, what time?
That's
what do we
got
here?
That's all the questions that we have.
So we actually, if we go by our plan, we have 12 minutes left, so... Oh my goodness!
So...
For 12 minutes. 9/11
joke.
There we go.
I'm gonna go through the list of
we're
the
Schmocktoberfest. Yeah, so I asked Pospa Shrek, otherwise known as Rochelle P, to me, to do the Schmocktoberfest schedule for Improv Schmimprov, so that anybody who wants to go see Improv Schmimprov, of whom Ryan Clark is a member, and myself
so
is a member, and Rochelle Pospa Shrek is a lighting/sound operator of... and many of the other guests on Schmimcast are. Please come and see Improv Schmimprov this month. We're doing a bunch of crazy shows.
Yeah, okay.
Let it go, Roshrek.
So, Schmocktoberfest is a month of themed shows.
Yeah.
They're all pretty extreme. So, this Friday, October 5th, is the murder show.
Ooh.
And during each game, one player is murdered.
Someone's going to die?
Someone's going
That's
to die.
That's comedy found in tragedy,
yep.
Right there.
Boom, right there.
If you think about it, you're watching within an hour and a half, six people
yep.
get killed.
Yep. It's
and laughing life. Every second and of it, too.
Okay, and then this Saturday, October 6th, is the Game-O-Matic show, where all
oh,
they
nice.
Do is Game-O-Matics.
Nice. That's nice.
Is it all just like they're going to do Game-O-Matics and make up every game that night? Or is it going to be like Game-O-Matic
favorites? A combination of old Game-O-Matics that they're bringing back that were just ridiculous and new Game-O-Matics that they're going to make on the spot.
Nice.
And then next week, October 12th, is the Super Show.
Super Show!
Which is all of the games that you know and love, but superfied. So they're way more
super.
Extreme. And super, yes. And then the next day, night, Saturday, October 13th, is the Reverse Show, where the whole show is backwards.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
so
really
much fun.
And
we do,
also confusing. Don't
yeah.
go for the first time on
yeah,
backwards.
Don't let that be your first improv performance that you go to, but
well,
it's
you
we
can,
do a show in reverse.
Just know that it's not normal.
And so you will be totally confused if
I have like had people come and see. Actually, I had the lead singer of like my favorite band. I bugged him to go to Schmimprov for like ever. Right, and then he finally surprised me by going to one. But first of all, I backed out of the show that day. So because the only reason I backed out was
because he was coming.
No. I said this in Sean's roast because the only reason I backed out was because of the fact my roast was coming up. So I needed to do a certain amount of days before
right.
you know. And Sean backed out of a show. And the only person who couldn't cover was me. So because I covered, I needed to back out of one of another show.
Right.
And that was the show I backed out of. And then he came up.
And
or, like,
was just
and
freaking
he,
confused.
And, yeah, well, but, like, I first of all, like, the one show that he came to, I wasn't even
yeah.
in. And then he saw that, like, you know, the whole thing going backwards. And he was like, oh, so they do it backwards. Like, that was just like, oh. And I never saw him again.
Oh, good.
That was the last time you saw him?
I mean, I never saw him there again.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
comedy and tragedy. All right. And then...
How tragic.
Friday, October 19th is the Primetime Show, which I really like because it has a lot of sound in it. And it's basically an entire show throughout the whole night. Oh, two different yeah. shows, actually.
It's,
like, HBO shows.
Can I
you can explain.
Okay, the way it'll work is, each team will come up and, propose... We'll do it like a Game-O-Matic, where you get initials, and then they'll propose three TV shows based on those initials. The audience will choose their favorite shows for each team, and then, each team will go back and forth doing, like, 5 to 10 minute vignettes of this show.
Right, so it's like episodes in a season. You basically
yeah.
see a whole season of a show throughout the whole night.
Okay. Or like an episode of a show.
Okay.
Battle, so it turns
Battle
into
of Wits.
Basically one TV show.
Yeah, or two TV shows.
Or two.
You know what? You
one
should go see
it.
I'm in that.
Go
so
see it.
See
yay!
Ryan Clark, doing more show. Comedy. It's sad. Tragedy.
Well?
Tragedy?
So then the night after,
wait,
Saturday, October 20th, is the musical show at the Brea Improv.
Yay!
When you go to see Ryan Clark at the Brea Improv, familiarize yourself with the place because you'll be back on October 20th
that's
to see
right.
a musical show where people, there'll be improv piano, I assume. The improv pianists are always amazing and you're always just really impressed by them. And then whoever is singing along, you're impressed a little bit, but less than the pianist. And it's fun, and it's really fun if you want to see a bunch of men.
So there's
and
a gold,
women.
Silver, and bronze of
yeah.
impressed.
And,
bunch of awesome improvers doing
yeah,
musical improv.
They're not only
yeah.
trying to be funny, but they're trying to sing the funny, so it's fun. And then the last weekend, October 26th, is the political show. Where there are two parties, and...
It's gonna be a Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney, I know it!
Oh, Shrek,
they're gonna,
it'll
and
go
And Obama's
down.
Gonna win!
And you gotta vote for the winner.
You gotta
anyway,
vote for the winner.
So it'll be real fun,
go
and
crazy
you're gonna...
For
and then Saturday, October 27th is the drunk show!
Yay!
It's awful.
It's awful.
Okay. And then after that, it's boring normal shows again. But then there's Schmimprov Idol, and
oh,
then
yeah.
there's...
If you want to audition for improv, Shmimprov.
Auditions are coming up, and you can email shmimprov.comedy@gmail.com to request information.
Shmimprov.comedy?
No, shmimprov.comedy.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's...
That's what I said, right?
You can email shmimprov.comedy at...
Yeah, at...
gmail.com.
Oh.
Okay. So it has a dot in between shmimprov
and comedy. I saw that
comedy.
On Facebook today. I'm just quoting that. I think that you can do that.
I didn't even know we had an email.
I didn't know that until today.
There's emails?
Listen, so you can do that if you think that you're funny and you want to be in next year's Schmocktoberfest, and if you want to someday become a... stand-up comedian like Ryan Clark.
Oh, yeah.
You get some experience.
Yeah, after all these years, you'll realize you've learned nothing.
You've what? You've learned nothing?
Yeah. I went to say, like, learn and know.
You learn. We also would like to...
We're running short on time, so I'm just combining all my words.
Night of Living Dead play. It's playing all October and some of November.
I bet it's all sold out by the time.
It's
all
right, probably going to be sold out.
You guys have to go see Night of the Living Dead. It's a great show. Ryan Clark wasn't.
This is my first year not doing it.
They have an they have another Johnny though, right?
They actually just decided to not do.
They cut it. Johnny.
No, I'm just kidding. It's
I could totally see that because I mean it's I Rob. Love, I love the way you do it.
Oh, okay. Rob Downs is doing it.
It'll be disappointing, but still.
Yay!
But only for people who've seen it before.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
I'm just kidding. I love Rob Downs. He's a fantastic actor.
It'll only be disappointing for me.
Right. Exactly. Meow. Rob Downs would be laughing if he had heard me say that.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think so. I think he'd be crying.
No, I think not.
He'd be drinking.
Rob Downs know how to take a joke.
No, he knows how to take
Rochelle Pospisu don't know nothing about taking a joke.
Rochelle, Rob could take the fuck out of a joke.
Okay.
Listen, Rockvilla.
No,
I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah, I'd like
to see how he does it.
I think it's going to be good.
Yes. It's a great show. This year, if you have seen it before... There's a lot of new cast members, so it's going to be... And they're revamping it, so it's going to be an awesome show this year, I think. And
definitely go see it. Buy your tickets as soon as possible.
Yeah. And I am probably in a video in it, unless they cut that part out. So there you go.
I don't know why they would. No, it's a fun... And, like, I'm seeing all the pictures coming up, and I was like...
Yeah, the pictures look awesome.
God damn it.
We also have a... Come and see Rocky Horror at Theater Out. They're doing a smash-up production of Rocky Horror there during the same time Night of the Living Dead is being done. So go and see that. And then come and see Santa Claus Conquers the Martians in December.
It's the best.
December, question mark.
Everybody loves it.
Ryan might be in it again this year.
We'll see. Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe. We'll see.
And Ro might be in it. Who knows?
I'm never in it.
And Ro's
I
and
will
I
pull the curtains like I always do.
I might be in it. Nate might be in it.
You're always in it. Vamanos Doyers!
Vamanos Doyers! So we're pretty much out of time, but you know, we can say what anything else we want to add before we go.
Ryan Clark at the Bray Improv.
Ryan Clark at the Bray Improv. Yeah. Come
October
and see it.
11th.
If you need to more information about it, go to www.google.com and then type in anything that you might want to type in to get closer to a real website.
Awesome.
Those were the best instructions I've ever heard.
Basically, go to Google.
Yeah, go
to Google. And then type something in that makes you get closer to a website.
Go to www.theinternet.com.
I wonder if there's a www.pussycow.com.
I bet I know what it's about. It's not about eating hamburgers.
It ain't about french fries neither.
It's about the pussy of a cow.
And Schmocktoberfest.
It's about fish sticks.
It's fun and funny.
And there's tartar sauce.
Shut up.
Do you like ranch? Oh, I lied. We have time left. Thank you for listening to Shmimcast. Remember, for the latest episodes of Shmimcast, please visit www.shmimcast.com. You can email us at shmimcast@aol.com and hit us up on Twitter at Shmimcast. It's SHMIMCAST. That's twitter.com/Shmimcast. And now...
I wanna fuck you in the ass.
I'm two names above Penis McGee.
flame. You can hear the flame from Justin's asshole.
Cheerio.
Yeah.
Well, you know, being a smartass, too, it's hard to not comment on everything
on.
That I can see.
Being a professional smartass, that's how you said it.
Listen in next time, folks.
Where we'll talk a doodle doo.
We still have like a minute. I thought it was. We gotta record at least 45. We got a minute left, so. Right?
You know how like you'll end it with like, and on with the show, so gone with the goal.
Yeah. Do you want to do that?
Like, you should do something like, to Shrimpcast, where we talk a doodle doo.
We didn't record a video though. What should we record as a video?
Oh, I
don't know. We're gonna record him thinking of jokes.
Yeah, let's just talk about what we're gonna record for the last minute.
Okay,
let's,
all right.
Let's figure out
what do you think we should record, Ryan?
Ready?
Am I what? Oh, you know what? Oh, let's record my writing process.
Let's record Ryan's writing process, please. How is it that you come up with all the jokes that you come up with? You don't write them down on a piece of paper.
Wait, I'm not recording it.
God damn it!
Sorry. Should I do it this way so you get more of the picture?
No.
Or?
No, do it normally. Do it normally. So, Ryan, what is your writing process like? Basically, do you write jokes out, like work them out in front of audiences, in front of?
Yeah, I think it's that improv part that's just like, oh, let's see what it sounds like when I get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. I think everything, I wish I could get to a point where I could, like, talk about, like, my real feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, not just about, like, shit I do. I mean, ultimately, like, I think everything just starts off with, I'll just be going around, like, doing my life. And if I just, at any point, I just go, well, that's stupid. And then I just go, well, why?
Right.
And then I just try to figure out why.
Why it's stupid.
And then I just try to think of, like, other ways things are stupid that people wouldn't think of. I don't know. Like I said, I know nothing about what I'm doing. I'm just killing time till I'm dead. That's, like, all I'm doing with my life. I made a bucket list at 18. I accomplished the whole thing by 23, and so I've just got decades of nothing to do. So, if you want to see what it looks like when I write, it looks like this.
It looks like prayer.
Yeah.
Praying to the
Are you channeling?
Gods.
Maybe you're channeling jokes.
Can you do that?
I don't know. No. Like, what if there's like a...
Do you light candles first?
Yeah.
You're probably channeling.
I'll just, like, light some sage as well. I'll, you know, get into my favorite yoga position. I will...
Namaste.
Yeah. I will just say namaste sporadically.
We just whenever.
Yeah.
You'd be walking down the street.
Yeah. And if I don't like it, I'll burn myself to death out of protest.
Well, thank you for coming to Shmimcast Podcast, Ryan Clark, once again. You're a man of great intelligence and humor, and I greatly appreciate you coming back and sharing it with us.
Anytime.
Yeah. Excellent.
I will be in a couple of the Schmocktoberfest shows if people noticed I haven't been in the shows for a bit.
Yay! So. Ryan Clark's back to Schmimprov for Schmocktoberfest.
Maybe someday Nick will be too.
Hookalese, hookalese! That's all we can hope for.
Hookah, please.
Hookah, please.
Good night.
Adieu.
Did you pick his hat up, push him over, and then move the hat, and then put it back on his head?
I bet that's exactly what she did.
Pussy cow, pussy cow, pussy cow. Yeah. Pussy cow, pussy cow, pussy cow.